Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
I love that song, Stained.
Ooh.
And I want that updated. This isn't bushy, is it? I mean, it's well kept.
Yeah.
Don't agree with me. Like, what do you really think?
I like it when you just come from the barber, because everything looks nice and, you know, trimmed up. But, I mean, look, that's what happens to beards. Mine grows weird. I got one here that always sticks out.
She wants me to come every 2 weeks, and for that very reason. But
get you on the schedule.
That's I don't know.
I wouldn't mind going either.
Bushy just sounds unkept to me, and I'm kept. Not like that, like, you know.
Yeah. What would you substitute instead of bushy? So you can't say wild. It's not really
voluptuous. Bodacious.
Is that his beautiful, voluptuous being?
I guess no, just work. Say, I don't know. I'm being facetious now. Because we had to change this morning. We're going to do... Yeah. Damn, Mattman, you're making me feel old. But then something mysterious happened yesterday that this could end up being a... and there's like no double meaning or anything in any of this. I believe that I was this close to being... scammed yesterday.
And when you text me, that's exactly what you told me.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask any questions because I want to be surprised.
Yeah. It's when you hear about people getting scammed, a lot of times you can like see the holes through it. You can say, okay, why would that guy serving in Afghanistan need you to send him money? Or Ireland or wherever. I'm not picking a specific place.
It's like the one lady who thought Brad Pitt was asking her for money on Facebook.
Like, then you say, like, okay, you were just hoping and praying, but you knew down deep it wasn't true. So I had been getting on my phone, and I found out by publicly saying this to people that a lot of people have it set up this way. If I don't have you saved in my phone, it will go to voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I like that setting.
Yes.
Silenced unknown callers.
Yep. And so it'll go to voicemail. And I kept getting I'm bringing up my phone right now. I should have already had this up. It is the 25th, starting on the on the 11th of this month. Jesus Christ, that's 9/11.
Yeah, it was a Friday, right? I believe.
Yes.
Oh.
I started getting a phone call from this phone number, and the phone number. And again, I've already like looked up part of this, and I'm you'll find out in a minute why I'm kind of picking my words. The phone number just said Chelsea, Alabama. I don't know anybody in there.
I lived in Alabama for a bit. I don't know Chelsea.
Is it nice?
Is it Shelby County? Does it say?
It does not. But I Googled the phone number. Here's where I have to kind of pick my words, right? Because I know they were not involved. I'm quite sure they were not involved. But it was a... So I looked up the phone number, and it was to a insurance company.
I knew I knew it. Yeah, it is.
And it was one that I have not dealt with. Now, it took me, again, 2 weeks before this became like recognizable to me, because if I don't get left a voicemail, I don't always go back and see if I missed any calls, because I don't know the numbers because they're not saved in my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Okay. So I started looking at the analytics of that phone call, and it was coming in almost precisely the same time on each of those days. So I finally, after recognizing it was the same number, I go and I Google it. It goes to an insurance company. So I'm like, I don't deal with any of them. Whatever. Then I got it again on, today is Thursday, on Monday. I got the call again.
It's like over a week later. Well over a week later. Almost two.
Yes, continual though. Almost the same time. Not exactly the same time, but within 7 to 10 minutes apart. So I finally Googled it, saw it was this insurance company. I'm like, I don't have any policies or anything with this insurance company, and it's a major insurance company. It's not one like you never heard of. Like, it's a major one.
I know. Which is like three or four tops. As far as major ones, it could be. Okay.
Really, don't like allude, because they're not involved in this. I'm fairly certain. I haven't went on Reddit and all that stuff.
Fairly certain. Okay.
So I started thinking. I was like, the only thing I could think of is like with my mom, that maybe there was some kind of policy or something with the I knew where her home insurance was from and all that stuff. So I knew nobody in my her or my daughter or me or my mom did not have any policies with it. So I was like, maybe there was some kind of thing with the thing. So I asked my sister. I said, hey, is there a policy? She's like, I didn't know of one. So I call, after realizing that it is an insurance company, off of Google, I call, and it within two rings goes right to voicemail, and presented itself as said company, but you could tell that it was, I don't want to say broken English. I don't know if it was. It might have been computer voice or freaking whatever.
Just like the greeting that you would get when you call like whatever company.
You ever see that commercial that airs where it's like, you don't have to hire a receptionist anymore. You can just have it go through our phone lines, and then you see some guy getting his hair cut and he's sitting there on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
All right. So I called and I said, I didn't say my name. I didn't say what my phone number was. I said, I've gotten a missed call from y'all for like 2.5 weeks now, or 2 weeks at that point. If there is anything you need to talk to me about, no, I did say my phone number then, because I wanted to figure out what it was. I didn't say my name because I was like, this is still sketchy. This is still sus. So yesterday, but at the same time, Never while I'm on the radio. Not that anybody would know that. I'm not saying that, but like always in an afternoon type where it would, whatever time I texted you yesterday, Fat Boy, was.
And it was. Was it like a 2 to 4 type window?
Yeah,
like
yeah. Hold on, I'm going to tell you specifically.
We'll figure out what time it was in Nigeria at that time.
Well, it's interesting. Okay, 3:15. Okay. So a guy calls me, and I recognize it's not showing up except for the city name. It's not saying this major insurance company name on my caller ID, which with settings and stuff, like when we do Truth and Consequences, we just block the number and it says private. This just said mm-hmm. a city name. So I see the thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm answering it now. But I also know, and people have called me paranoid in the past, but I also know that when you answer a phone and you don't recognize the number, they are developing a model of your voice.
Voice print.
Several words, yes.
Yeah. Your bank will ask you if they can use it.
Yes.
I never consent.
Good.
To
I'm glad you know about this. Yep. So, whatever. It's like, hello. And it's like, hi, blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing here because I immediately could tell it was not real. Meaning, I'm not saying it was foreign with the accent. I'm saying really? It was just like real, like almost Max Headroom-ish. You know what I mean by that? Like,
that's so scary.
Kind of, yeah. You know, like this. And so I said, I said something about insurance, right? And he says, your phone is breaking up. Do you have a policy under the name of, and then it took a second and then said a last name. I'm not going to say the last name because it's not mine or anybody I'm involved with. But, and then it said, or first name, and I will say this name, Mallory. And I'm like, no. He's like, okay, do you have life insurance? And I was like, yeah, I do. And then you hear a phone move around and say, well, can we give you a rate today on what we could do for you?
Oh, my God.
So somebody hooked you in, but how would that have worked?
So I think it's robocalling numbers.
Yeah.
And it's not that insurance company. I looked it up. It is not. So I'll just tell you, technically, I don't know how to describe this, but you could robocall phone numbers and put in, certainly the voicemail could say whatever you wanted to say, but you can put the name of the town and not private, and that skips through the scam likely call.
Oh, really?
So scam likely, of course, you rarely probably ever answer. That's where the cell phones company's like, hey, we're giving you a nod here. This one's probably a scam, probably.
I love that.
But it was getting through about just the city name. And again, I'm thinking, okay, it's, you know, with my mom have passing, like they know, okay, if they don't do business, why would they answer? Okay, they just had a loved one pass. I'm just thinking, like, why I would be.
They got that lead from something.
A lead from something. But it kept calling the same time every day. And then finally, when I said, I do have insurance, or I can imagine if the prompt said, if I said I didn't, it feeds you through to a live person because I could hear the phone and it wasn't the same voice. It was a model of that person's voice. In other words, it was not real until I made that yes or no decision at the end. And then a real person got on the phone that sounded like, does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a replication of that person's voice, like it was all fed into a script. So they don't sit there and even get on the phone until you say yes or no.
Dude, they'll take the voice print, you know, real good hackers now, they'll take the voice print software in your example, and they're calling now and getting mortgages out.
Using
people's homes.
Your voice, but then I'm saying like, they could build a whole script off that, so that could also be them using someone else's voice as the scammer.
Yeah, I saw a guy, somebody took two mortgages out on his property.
Weird. Oh, yeah, what?
They took two refinances out on his property. He didn't realize it until his house got foreclosed. And they're like, he's like, dummy, I didn't do it. They got his voice print from something.
And we've been talking on the radio for 20 years.
They got a lot of arms.
We are screwed. That's what we'll tell them. Bill Collectors. It wasn't us. It was a voice print.
That's why I never bought a house. That's exactly why.
Is that
all right. We're way behind. We'll take a break and come back. If you have any information on that, I'm more or less just saying, like, I would not answer the phone now unless you absolutely, like, know who's calling. Yeah. And that's strange to say, but...
That's what you tell old people, don't answer the phone.
I know, man.
They love talking.
But at the same time, remember, and we're thinking of her this morning, the woman who told me about 10, whenever laptops came out with the camera already there, she said, I put duct tape over mine. That makes
Hey, mama.
That makes me feel weird. Ain't nobody watching you.
Yeah, they are.
She was
Matthew Drew by then essay. Oh my God! You know, nothing more a mother likes is when she's finally right about it. She loves that. All right, hey baby, we'll take a break and come back. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's a good one.
I'm telling you. The other day, it came up with my daughter, and something about Eminem is like, I mean, there's plenty of examples, but one of those artists that the parents and the kids both kind of like, kind of drew over to both. She's like, what's your favorite one? And I was like, honestly, it's I Need a Doctor. And she was like,
yeah,
really? It's the one that I like. It's got everything. And it's got Dre on there. It's got that chick, Skylar Gray.
That might be his best album, Recovery.
Yeah, I do it. You know, I also like God's River. That one's a good one. And plus, this part, it's like I feel it's motivating. And he's also saying, thank you, Dre. I got on rehab and everything, and you still hung by me. You are my ride or die.
What's your name, bro?
Now, here's the funny thing, and I'm going to be honest with you, the listening audience right now,
okay, we'll talk to you
and tell you that my stomach is tore up. No, I'm kidding. It's actually not.
I got bubble guts.
That's a good thing.
There's plenty of calls about the scam situation that perhaps I was getting scammed. I mean, I know there's no doubt I was about to get scammed.
They almost got you.
Almost
got you on the hook.
Almost, and then it just dawned on me. I said dong, not dong.
Dude, what if they call you back?
Donged on me.
They got your voice print. You answer their phone, and you hear a...
Golly! Whoa! Oh, it's a great brand.
Selling you your own product.
No. You know, I'd buy it. It's so good, I would buy it my damn self.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fatboy says, hey, this guy's not wanting to talk about that, but take it first. So, Fatboy, what's the best way to present this whole situation, I suppose?
Zach is having an issue with his girlfriend.
Okay. Zach, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking the call.
You're very welcome. It's not what I wanted to talk about, but fine. whatever everybody wants to talk about is always good. What's up with you today?
Well, I know you guys, do those advice shows, and I'm not really calling for advice exactly. I want to put this out there and, see what people think about it.
All right. Like a soapbox kind of thing? Like, what's happening with you?
So I've been dating this girl, I guess about 5 months now, and things are good between us. But she's got a roommate, and he's a dude.
Oh, I know where this is going.
The roommate is a dude.
Yeah, the roommate's
okay.
A guy.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be single soon, sounds like.
See, that's what he's thinking. You're feeding into it. He's not looking for advice. Well, he's just
it's not exactly what I'm hoping.
He's calling to brag.
Yeah. The roommate, he's gay. And so when I first heard about him, I didn't think anything of it. Like, no threat, right?
Yeah, but I remember Three's Company and, as famous last words right there. No threat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like one.
Okay, so she told me about him early on before I ever met him. And she'd tell me all these little stories, like how she'd been topless around him, or that he'll walk around naked around her, and she'd go, "Oh, but it's no big deal."
How does that come up, though? Like, you had to have asked her something, right? Like, so do you ever walk in on him or whatever? Or and you're like, no, it's. But even then, if it's like your sister, you don't want to see your sister naked. Like, even if it's not something you would naturally be attracted to, I don't see. That's interesting. I never thought about that before. Like, if...
Yeah, I mean, she said it's no big deal because he's gay, but I was thinking, all right, but that's still weird, but okay, whatever.
I was thinking that just now, to be honest.
I was, too. I was thinking... I've never thought about that, but I've just...
What if he's bi?
Paige, so this is... man, that really is... I'm really thinking about Three's Company right now. I really, really am. So you've met him? Like, did you meet him yet, or have you met him, or I should say?
Yeah, maybe a month or so in.
Sorry, I was thinking about my sister naked. It just popped into my head. I mean, not literally, but the thought there. That's her name, naked. What were you thinking?
Oh.
All right. I'm sorry, Zachary.
That's going to be a drop.
No, you better not. Don't do that. No, it wouldn't be good. Any good sign here. Zach, you're being serious with us, and I apologize. I'm so sorry.
No. It's all good, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
See, I met him about a month or so into the relationship, and, this guy was not what I was expecting. He is a really... really good looking dude. Like,
prior now,
if you
who's gay,
this is getting good.
I'm kidding. Don't hang up.
Actually, can you hold on for a second?
Oh.
We gotta take a break if you can.
This is getting juicy.
We gotta get into it.
Gross, Paige.
Hang on, Zach.
Oh man,
I gotta hear what all he's he said. They've seen each other naked. He's gay, but he's good looking.
You just have to understand where that way my brain goes. I'm thinking, okay, if you're not attracted to that opposite sex, almost like you would not want to see your sister or your mother naked or your dad even.
But that's going to happen. You're going to see a parent naked.
Occasionally, yes, but it's kind of like scarring. So,
yeah, it is.
If you're not attracted to it, and just for this variable, if I'm not going to choose anyone in the room, this guy is gay, but then lives with a roommate who is a straight woman. When he accidentally sees her naked, does he, like you would if you saw your
mom?
Like,
is he even thinking about it?
Or is he like, oh, girl, put this, I don't care. I wish I had something like that. I mean, all right.
We know gay guys love boobs.
Yeah, they do. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I didn't know that, though.
I don't want to put anything in the guy's head, but he's got to be thinking about this stuff already.
Okay.
Right?
Zach. You just got me thinking on some wild stuff there. We'll take a break, though. We'll come back and we'll get back with Zach and find out what's happened here. He's going to find out they had sex or something.
God, do you think? I don't even know.
I mean, there's one way that both would be cool with, I bet. All right, we'll find out next. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, I ain't going to say a word other than, Zach, you have patience of a major metropolitan hospital. That was really good. For those who missed it, you are dating a girl. She lives with a man, but he's gay. Yeah. And she tells you, and I don't know if how this comes up. I mean, you can get everybody on track with that, but she's basically let you know, hey, there is nothing going on. He's gay. And, I'm sure the conversation progressed to like, hey, you ever seen you naked or blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, it's no big deal, blah, blah, blah. So I guess that's where did we leave off though?
Like, well, I was going to,
what were you going to say?
I was going to ask him when he said there was nothing going on or that he was told that. I mean, you don't really know her that well, right? I mean, there's probably nothing going on, but it might be likely, I guess. You think?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think there's anything going on, but I still don't feel great about the situation.
So, okay, and let's ask this. You can be completely honest here. Like, do you think he's not really gay? Like, he could possibly, if your girl's hot, ain't no telling, she could bring him to the other side. bring him back. I mean, not back to the other side. He started off over there since birth or whatever, you know, the thing is.
Well, the thing is, look, I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I just don't
not
think
more than me, probably.
I don't think he's just gay. I think he's maybe bisexual because she's hinted that he's messed around with girls before. And so I'm in my head like, great, this is not only is this guy really, I mean, because this guy's really good looking, but he might actually hook up with her if, you know, the opportunity arises.
Well,
are you sure?
See, that's the thing. Like, you got working in your favor the fact that, you know, maybe he prefers men. So he's looking that way first. He's not really looking to hook up with her. So it would have to be like a dire situation. I would
there's
think.
Been movies like that where like he was straight and she was a lesbian. All of a sudden she felt bad for him at the end and then they banged.
Yeah.
I forget which one that was.
I don't think.
I just think it might be building to, you know, something happening between them. That's what it feels like.
What's it building to, though? Did she talk about him or, and you know, how so? I didn't call you a bad
person.
Well,
he's like always. He's always like the third wheel in our relationship. So I'll be with her and he's with us. Like, we go to dinner, he comes along. We watch Netflix, he sits right there on the couch with us.
Oh, okay. So do you ever get a long time with her at all, or is he always there, like always?
I mean, barely. Honestly, it feels like he's always there. And when I say something about it, she just laughs it off like I'm being insecure.
Guys, you know, he's like, he's more of a boyfriend than you are at this point.
Do you think he told you that he was gay just to lie to you, or do you think he really isn't sincerely gay? Because
I think the word, again, I think you said it first, Zach, was that, like, maybe bi.
He's financing the throuple. That's what's going on.
Yeah, oh, no. God.
I mean, it feels like that, man, sometimes. Oh, God.
Yeah, but flip it around. Like, if you had a female roommate who got naked in front of you, she wouldn't be laughing that off, would she?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about that for me. If you yourself, you're a straight guy, and you had a female roommate, let's just say for just the complete inversion of this, that you, as a straight man, lived with a lesbian woman. And every once in a while, you saw her bodacious tatas. she would not be laughing this off the way she is to you. I kind of see your point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that drives me nuts.
And you would wonder.
It's driving me nuts, too. I mean, it's like she defends him even harder than she defends me. Oh.
So, where are you leaning with this? I know you said you're not looking for advice, but it's almost like you're saying this to kind of maybe an opinion, not advice, but an opinion. Like, where are you leaning with it?
I mean, I don't know, man. I go back and forth. It's either that I stop going to her place completely or I just break it off and save myself the headache because I didn't sign up to be in a relationship with her and him, you know?
I mean, it doesn't look good. You're paying for the dinner. You know, they're both naked in front of each other at certain times.
That's odd, because I know gay men, and still that's kind of...
Oh, look at me.
That's all Paige's friends are gay dudes.
That's disrespectful for him to do that to her when he knows that she has a boyfriend and he's walking around with his clothes off, you know?
Like, do you... And, you know, if you don't want to say this, I understand, Zach, but do you think that there's been a chance that maybe something's already happened? Like, with, even if it was, you know, they can...
you got to consider it.
I believe they said blame it on the alcohol. Alcohol. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
It's very popular. I know. This is very serious to you. If this is... You just said the word headache. Where's the pleasure in this relationship other than... I mean, I'm not even going to bring up the sex part of this, but just, there's more pain than pleasure, correct?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
If this is already bothering you, you'll never know if they hook up or not, or if they're doing it now. They're not going to tell you.
You would always think it has or will, though.
Yep.
But see, in the back of my mind, I would think...
Hello.
I must be the one on the outside. I must be the, you know, the second chance. And that's her boyfriend.
Exactly.
And I would think I'd be the strange on the side when she doesn't get it at home.
Yeah.
And I would, not that that is your situation, Zach. I think you're a nice guy. And I'm, she probably loves you very much. And they're probably just friends. Future. But I think you need to establish boundaries. If you don't feel comfortable in this situation, because you want to.
But you can't do that. Like, he can't do that this early in. You can't be telling her, like, you know, how to
how
live.
Early in? Like, how, I mean, do, is it okay if you don't want to give too many clues?
Yeah. About,
I think you said a couple months, right, Zach? Something like that.
5 months. Okay. Almost.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how quick people's timelines are with something like this, but do you think that this is a way for her to say, because has it come up to her that this is so bothersome to you? Like, have you been kind of direct, not in a, hey, he can't live here anymore, but have you kind of let her know how you feel? Because it could maybe be some kind of weird thing that they do where, you know, they want to move in with you. And they want to see where it's going to progress. Now, whether it's 5 months in, a year in, whatever. I know people have timelines in their head about that. But, I mean, it, right now, if the guy was just ugly and gay.
It really doesn't matter.
Well, but in this case, it kind of does. Because if it was just a straight guy living there, yes, that would be kind of awkward. It's the Three's Company thing.
He almost has to seek his approval to have a chance.
Well, yeah, and he's always there, but... Ooh. Would you be so bothered by this if the guy was like really like ugly, and because you've said many times he's, you know, attractive in having eyes and seeing, he's an attractive guy.
I have some ideas for him.
Well, hold on, let me get his answer to what I just said though. Okay, Zach, thank you. All right,
he's little. I don't know if he's trying to take what we're saying to him and it's like all hitting him at once or. But the guy's, if he's gay, look, that's what he prefers.
He needs to bring a hot friend with him to the place and see if he's kind of like looking at him. Or he should just walk around naked there with a girlfriend and see what happens.
No, here's what he should do. here's what they would do in a sitcom. That guy's name, I won't say it again, the guy just called. When she goes to the bathroom or whatever, he goes and reaches and grabs the guy's hand and says, look, I need to be honest with you. I'm not into her. I'm into you.
Oh, man.
And then if he's really gay, you will then see that. But if he's not, he'd be like, oh, gross, no. Right?
Awesome. It's like that's a voice good idea. Situation. That's a good
Thank
idea.
God he didn't ask for advice today.
That's a good
he
idea.
He just wanted to call and he just want, I guess... saying it and kind of testing someone else's response to that.
If it's something that bothers him now, I mean, he's not going to be happy until
it'll be like a pebble in your shoe. Yeah. It'll just sit there and bother you to the point where your dogs will be going,
and he probably doesn't realize that there are more red flags, but he likes her and he's not really seeing them. There's probably other things, too, that of them do.
He needs her to live by herself.
Maybe they cuddle together when he's not there.
But if you know the guy's gay, like, that wouldn't threaten you, right? Because you just would assume, you wouldn't assume the worst. We may sound like we're telling you that, but we're just looking at all angles.
I tell you what I wanted to say, and I should have really just said it to him. Is he hotter than you? Like, do you worry about, like...
I bet he is. He's got
to
be.
Because he kept saying he's an attractive guy. That's,
I hope he is.
If, you know, and that's not to say that the caller was really gay. I'm not making a thing. I'm just saying that... you still feel that dominance of looks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in her mind, does she wish that I looked like that? Or that, you know, we could do like a Freaky Friday and change bodies kind of thing, you know?
That's where he's going to drive himself nuts to insert himself into a situation that was already going on before they met.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, never mind.
Like don't that. Call me a buttsy.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.